considering our political leaders might be struggling a little bit with leadership, at least in our eyes. Let's go to someone who, understands leadership pretty well. Paul Findlay is Managing Director of Professional Development Training. He's a bit of a leadership expert. Good afternoon, Paul. Paul, have I got you there?
Yes, indeed. Hi there.
Yeah, g'day, Paul. Do you have any sense, firstly, of why our political leaders just might be struggling a little bit to inspire the voters?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I was just thinking back, reflecting on John Howard, who was a very well-respected Australian Prime Minister and exceptionally popular from and had a lot of swinging voters go his way. And he, one of his keys was to have conviction and certainty in your direction. I don't think that we feel that way about our current leaders. It seems to be, to a large extent, trying to win popular support, oftentimes with the current leaders, and it doesn't have the same resolve and confidence that John Howard did. And John Howard also was very good at maintaining support from his cabinet, and had a very strong leadership team behind him. We see the same thing in organisations. The thing you need to get right is to have the support of your leadership team and be consistent and have conviction.
So we don't like change, Paul. We like things around us to be consistent, to have any form of trust in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. And further than that, if you're in terms of leadership itself, there's different leaders are suitable for different situations. I guess staying on politics, you think back to the stories of Winston Churchill. He was a political outcast for the vast majority of his career, and yet we recognise him as one of the greatest all-time leaders. And that's because in the situation when we were at war, or Britain was at war, he was the perfect leader, in inverted commas. And when they were in a time of peace, he wasn't the right type of leader for the community, and he was quickly dropped once the war had finished. So it's about having the right leader in the right time. And if we're in a time of change, then you need a leader that's exceptionally strong at giving people confidence and providing a clear vision of what things will be or could be and taking people on the journey.
20 past three, rather. Jamie Burnett with you on 720 ABC Perth. And I'm speaking with Paul Findlay, Managing Director of Professional Development Training, talking about leadership. I mentioned, interesting that you say, Paul, that it's the right person at the right time. But can you go about teaching someone to be a better leader? And how do you do it?
Absolutely. It's about having awareness of the situation, and awareness of yourself, and awareness of the people that are following you, and adjusting your approach accordingly. And depending on who you are as a leader and what your skills and what's needed, you can either choose to become more adaptable and effective, and polish your skills in what's needed. So let's say in a business context, you need to provide a clear vision and communicate that. You can recognize, I am really good at that, and I'm going to focus at that, and I need to get somebody else maybe to enforce the rules and policies that will keep the business consistent. Or you might look and say, what I need is a project manager that can manage the change and navigate the change and communicate those things for me. And where my strengths lie is really enforcing the policy and governance. So you've always got this choice of developing your skills to become more adaptable, or recognising your skills and then getting the right leaders to support you.
Can you change the perception that the public might have of you? If you're not seen as a strong leader, how difficult is it to turn around that perception, Paul?
It takes a long time, and it takes a lot of consistency. People will seeing someone like a prime minister making a statement. You go and betray the trust post election, and don't deliver on a promise. It takes a long time to get people to come back around and believe what you're saying next time. So, in answer to your question, it's a long journey, and it's about being consistent.
And on that, Paul, what would your advice be to our current political leaders who, as we see from this latest approval rating and the approval ratings over the last 12 to the 18 months, to say the least, in the public's eyes, lacking leadership? What would your advice be to them to become better leaders, for the public to see them as better leaders?
I would take a leaf from John Howard's book, and I would have my cabinet trust and support me and have them drive things forward and be consistent and back them.
Okay. Be interesting to see what the opposition leader would think about that advice, Paul. Paul, appreciate you having you on the program today. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Paul Findlay there, Managing Director, Professional Development Training. 1300 222 720. Who's a good leader and why?